Crawfish Delight. There's a brook along the road on my drive home from work. I stopped there today, parked my car, and I walked out to the middle of the brook. You can do it if you're very careful and you select the stones that rise just above the shallow 8 inches of the babbling brook. I walked out to the middle, and I stopped, and I crouched down. A few feet away, the brook gets deeper, maybe 3 to 4 feet, and the rapids are moving quicker. The sound intensifies so strong and so loud, you can't even hear the cars passing on the highway just 40 yards away. In 2 minutes it took me to leave my car, walking to the middle of this brook, I had been transported to another world, far away from work and society. I feel like I've traveled to a distant land, deep into the woods. I'm remote. I'm away from everything. It's quiet. It's peaceful. The river racing near me over the exposed stones makes a new music that is beautiful to my ears. I decide to step into the water, and the coolness shoots up my spine, and I get goosebumps on the back of my legs. How refreshing. So I decide to reach down, and I removed a few loose rocks. And what did I discover? I discover a crustacean staring right back at me. What is it? It's the East Coast gray crawfish. I decided, why not? So I picked them up and I caught them. And for the next 2 minutes, I caught three more and I put them in a cup. I had the cup in my hand, and what did I do? They looked delicious. But instead, I decided to let them go. Thanks, crawfish.